this a microchip. Finally, if I can do this in the goggles, imagine if I might have a microchip and I have power in within my body to do this, to control this, to have this, and to have. So it will be an introduction for that. Now, I just want you to also watch the video, because this video shows they announced about it in year 2023 in the month of June, July, which also the month of Tammuz, when the children of Israel made a golden calf and they entertained themselves. They lost themselves in the entertainment, committed sexual immorality, engaged themselves into things where they worshipped and made a sexual covenant with a God that upset their real God. This all happened in the month of Tammuz. And spiritually, this is the month of Tammuz when the goggles have been announced that this is what they are planning to launch in the year 2026 and or maybe around 2027. So God has given us the internet. I want to finish with this and then you go into the video. And the platform of using the our laptops and the tabs and the iPads, and talk about the mobile phones, they're going to expire. They want to expire them to move to the goggles. But this platform of using the mobile phone is a very good platform, because it will enable us to communicate on a global spectrum. It enables humanity to be able to challenge themselves in writing and communication and engaging into working together, even if you are not in the same region or same area, but you can still work together on with people in different areas. These are the areas that God wanted us to exploit through the laptop, through the mobile phone. But people have lingered on being consumers, entertained by whatever they are producing that doesn't benefit us. And what benefits us, we have not exploited it. So we need to exploit this until 2026. From 2023 to 2026, that's 3 to 4 years. So let us use this time to create forums, to engage in discussions that improves ourselves, to do things that we show and we prove that this time of using the internet through our tabs or our phone, mobile phones and laptops has been effectively used, which will delay these goggles, and maybe the goggles may not even exist at all, even though they have produced them, they are there, though there are some people who are going to buy them and there are some people who are very interested, but maybe they won't be able to take over the mass. And the microchip is not for now. The microchip is going to happen after the rapture, not before the rapture. We need to understand this. The microchip is going to be introduced to the people after the rapture. And why after the rapture? Because people will be emotionally weak. People will be angry, unforgiving, and hateful towards God. And this will allow the devil to now say, okay, you see, you loved God, you worshipped him, and you think you loved him as you should. Yeah, maybe this person was not really obeying God, but he thinks he knew God and he loved him. But why has he left you on the earth? So you see, God is a double crosser. He doesn't mean what he says. Yeah. And people will now start to hate God, and they will gather together and they say, okay, now let us implant a microchip in our bodies to become greater than God, to become stronger than God, to be wiser than him, because when we are united and our mindset is in the cloud, downloaded in the cloud somewhere, we unite our strength and God can't kill us. We shall overcome him. And people will unite and they will accept the microchip because of the disappointment that they were not in the rapture. Remember that. So this Google goggles of Apple is a preparation. They are trying to manipulate and quicken things up so that they may introduce people into the microchip, the mark of the beast, yeah, before even its time. And I say, now let us educate ourselves the information we have, the capacity we have, the ability and the technology we have, because when the goggles come, they will not allow that space. They just flow in the worst energy of the person's weaknesses and fantasies that are evil towards God. There will not be any innovation. Those who are selling products, those who are aiming to control people, they will be using the goggles. It will be their platform, and people will be just wearing the goggles and destroying their own life. There is no space for innovation, making a person better. In fact, a person will become worse because they are using the worst excitement of his negative nature and moralistic behavior, yeah, to put him in a place where he sees that this can work and I don't have to change for anybody, but I can be a great hero in my virtual world. And I look at the video here from Google and their product that they are planning to launch around 2026, 2027. God bless Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo. Celebrate Uganda, the land of Ham, the land of Kush, Mindset Media.